Hi, Lewis. How are you?
Hello. I'm fine.
Awesome. Glad to hear that. My name is Nadine. I'm one of the regional specialists. I handle pricing and details for your area. And I understand you've been speaking here with Sarah. I know that she does a great job, you know, going over the basics of the program. So I'm in fact just grabbing some of her notes here that she sent over. You know, before we get into pricing and programming, I wanted to ask you a couple of questions. How is business going for you right now?
It is picking up. Business is seasonal. You know, and typically during the winter months and then during the holiday season, stuff like that, it does slow down. But as we get into the warmer months, like we're starting to now, you know, in the pickup.
Okay, good. So what kind of marketing are you currently doing now, Lewis, that is, you know, helping you generate more new business, or is it more word of mouth that brings you your customers?
Mostly it's word of mouth and referrals.
Okay.
Like I do to the young ladies, you know, I mean, you know, our website is currently, you know, under construction, so I don't have a working website at the moment. You know, but other than that, I'm, you know, I do some marketing through Generac, who I'm aligned with. Yeah, so we do have a website that is hosted by them.
Mm-hmm. I see. I actually did just a really quick search for your company by name. Okay.
Right.
And so what I did find is a couple of directory listings where you have some really good reviews. Right. I saw Yelp. I did see a Google Business profile for you. But it does have a different phone number. It's a 985-360-3034.
Well, that is my my office number.
Your office number. Okay. I just wanted to make sure. I figured that. Okay. And then it looks like there's also an Angie's listing. Used to be called Home Advisor.
Correct. We just re-enrolled with Angie's.
So you've used him in the past. Okay.
Well, I have used him and Home Advisor in the past before they were consolidated.
Yes.
I was not really satisfied with the performance that we got from Home Advisor. And, on a trial basis, I gave them another opportunity to see if they could generate some leads.
Okay.
You know, we've only been back with them for about a week or so.
Okay. Have they turned on the leads yet, or are you still, like, trying to get the profile set up?
Well, I'm a little bit both. I am, you know, I do have my leads turned on. My profile's about 80% complete.
Okay.
But we've had a few leads come on, but nothing that is turned into anything.
Okay. And great reviews on there as well. So I see that you do electrical and HVAC. Is that correct?
Electrical, HVAC, and generators.
Okay. And residential is what, excuse me, Tara put down here.
Yeah, residential and light commercial.
And light commercial. I apologize. My asthma has been acting up lately with this weather change. 'Tis the season, right?
It is.
And then, so I know that the website is under construction. Let me see. There was something else I wanted to take a look at. So do you prefer paying per lead, or are you more of a just getting direct calls to you? Like, what would be your preference, Lewis?
Well, in myself, I would prefer just the direct calls.
Okay.
However, the call per lead as we're doing now, like I said, it's just a trial to see if they can deliver what they say they can deliver. So if they don't deliver, it doesn't cost me anything.
Yeah. And you understand it's still the same process like what it was when they were home advisor, right? You're sharing the
link. I'm starting to learn that, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So I'll tell you, great directories, I won't say anything bad about anybody's company because that's not my style, right? But what happened was, I would say probably about 3 or 4 years ago, Angie's took over Home Advisor, right? So it's still Home Advisor, but powered by Angie's. So from what I've heard from other clients of ours that use them as well, or have in the past, it's still the same process. The difference is that they now put you on this contract that if you try to break it, it's 30%. You will owe 35% of the remaining months on the contract. The leads are still, you know, being shared. But it's like you set a budget, like let's say you pay $600 a month. So the leads are deducted from the budget that you've paid.
I understood that. Now I know in my situation now, I am not under contract.
Okay.
Like good. I said, it was just a, you know, five days to solve.
Yeah.
I'll run through what I have in the budget right now, and then we'll evaluate at that time, determine whether or not we can keep it.
Perfect.
You know, but it was mainly just, you know, an attempt to possibly, you know, fill in, you know, for, you know, times of light work or something like that where we could use an extra lead or two. But if I want to turn it off, I can turn it off.
Perfect. So what is a goal for this new year that you've set for yourself that you want to achieve?
A goal that I have set for myself that I want to achieve. The same goal as I set every year is to try to, you know, to increase revenue, increase business, you know.
From the year before, right?
Correct.
Beautiful. Okay, perfect. Now, your Google business profile, who manages that?
At the moment, no one.
Oh, okay. Okay. And I didn't see Facebook or anything like that. You don't use any type of social media?
Not yet. I don't do it because I'm not familiar with social media the way that it works. I'm more old school in the sense that I'm not really educated on things such as
that's
Facebook.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, Facebook is a really good avenue for like reaching more new potential clients only because there's community pages that people will say, hey, anyone know an electrician or my HVAC system's on the brink? Can anyone refer somebody? So a lot of those community pages are helpful, right, on Facebook because people, it's like what I call the modern day word of mouth, Lewis. You know, it's not like when I was growing up, and I'm probably going to tell you my age, you know. My dad would call my uncle or he would call his best friend and say, hey, you know, a plumber or, you know, for a service he couldn't do himself, right? And that's just the way everyone got around, you know. So, you know, there's a couple of different options. You know, with this listing, what I want to reiterate, right, and I know Tara mentioned this to you. So being that we're a Google channel partner, and I've heard that you've been getting a lot of calls like these, right, and I'm not surprised.
Correct.
We are looking for a company that is a good fit. Okay. To fill this listing that's exclusive. And what I mean by that, Lewis, is because Google gives us guidelines that being a channel partner, we can work with one business per industry per area. Okay. So in other words, working with you, we're not going to then turn around and now sign up one of your competitors. That would actually be us working against ourselves, but most importantly, that will not benefit you whatsoever. Okay? Because it's like, what's exclusive for you if we're working with a bunch of different companies in your area that do what you do? So that's why we're calling out, right? And when I see the online presence that you do have, with these directory listings, you have great reviews, Lewis. There's no doubt in my mind, 15 years in business, right? And a lot of your work has been word of mouth that you provide a quality service. And I think you and I could both agree on that, correct?
I believe so.
Absolutely. So there's a couple of things that I was looking at. Like, first and foremost, I think it's important for you to have the online presence there in the local map section of Google, because that's really where 90% of those searches are going to start and stop. So you will always be coming up at that moment when they're looking for an electrician or an HVAC service, whether it be maintenance, repairs, new installs, okay? When they search up these services, they will find you immediately. But the calls are going to come directly to you from the potential prospect that's looking for your services at that moment. It's not like we're sending you an information and saying, here's a lead, give them a call, they're looking for your service. And you and I both know, when it comes to electrical work, even HVAC, it's kind of an urgency, right? Especially when you got little ones at home or elderly and the HVAC's out, it's humid, it's hot, they need someone out now. So,
correct.
And that's where the searches will start and stop, okay? You stay pretty local, right?
Right. Our service area is probably, 20-25 mile radius.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. And the licensing that you have, because I'm trying to see if you might qualify for this one program, which license do you carry? Is it like two different licenses, one that would be required for the HVAC and one for the electrical, or is it a specific one that you hold for both?
It's one state license, all right, but it has both classifications, electrical, and mechanical.
Okay.
Which mechanical encompasses, HVAC.
Okay, so you have the electrical. Is it the contractor? Would it be the, because I see, okay, so with HVAC, it shows it could either be the state mechanical contractor license.
That's correct.
Okay, it could also be the commercial contractor with the mechanical work statewide classification.
Right.
Or the state building, state building construction contractor license. That would be the three that they show that would be for HVAC. So you do have one of those, right? I'm thinking it's the mechanical one. Okay.
Right.
Now, when it comes to electrical, what I'm seeing is it tells me Louisiana State electrical contractor licenses could be the electrical conduit installation, electrical controls, electrical work for structures, electrical work statewide, or the electrical transmission lines.
Electrical work statewide.
That's what I figured, because I heard you say state. Okay, perfect. And I would assume that you probably carry general liability, I don't know, at least minimum of $100,000.
Oh, yeah, yes, I carry more than that.
Okay, perfect. So there's one particular program that I do want to talk to you about, and I don't know if you've ever heard of it, but it's called, used to be called Google Guaranteed, also known as Local Service Ads. You'll see it, Lewis, it's at the very, very tippy top of the page, and it's got this check mark, but it'll say sponsored. Does that sound familiar to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Now, these are not the Google ads, okay? These are what Google calls their pay-per-lead program, which is complete opposite of what you experience with the Angie's leads and the Home Advisor leads, okay? These are actual leads that will come to you in the form of a phone call. Okay, you are not sharing them with anyone. In fact, it's only sent to you because it's a click to call, right?
Okay.
And what they require for that program is for you to carry one of those licenses, which we verify that you have those, and we confirm that you have the minimum general liability insurance. Well, in fact, I think you mentioned you had more, but you have that. What they do is they run a background check just to make sure you don't have any felonies in the last 7 years, which I'm sure you're completely good there because, I mean, you're on Angie's listing. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right. So, with that program, okay, there is a one-time $250 application fee. And what we do is we send you out the application. You're going to fill it out, upload your licenses and your insurance document to show proof, submit the application, and what we do is we push it through to Google to get it approved. Now, I will say this, Lewis, that the approval could take 4 to 8 weeks. However, I have seen some get approved in 3 weeks. It really depends on how quickly you would submit your application and respond to the background check. Okay? Now, once you're approved, our team will they'll reach out to you to let you know the approval and to activate your leads within 3 days, unless if you told us otherwise. Okay? Call me next month. Call me next week. Then they'll call you. So, for the electrician, to turn on those leads, Lewis, it's a minimum monthly budget, of $507. Now, that's going to give you up to 13 leads in a month. So your leads are $39. So when that lead comes in for the electrician, right, it'll deduct it from that budget. Now, here's the kicker on it. Let's just say someone called you because they wanted you to install a security system for them. That is outside of your services. It doesn't have anything to do with electrical, like wire upgrades or EV charging stations or anything like that. Okay? Google will credit the lead back to you because it is unqualified. Now, if they were calling from an area that you don't service or to solicitate you, or to see if you were hiring, that is an unqualified lead that will be credited back. What Google will consider a qualified lead is if you gave a price over the phone, okay, you talked about an estimate, or if you set an appointment to give them an estimate, then that would be a qualified lead. Now, Google will assign a tracking number that they link to your phone, and they have this AI system set up that will identify the qualified and unqualified lead. However, we have a team that's monitoring it. So if we saw that one slip through the cracks, we're going to dispute it with Google on your behalf to have that credited back to you. Okay? Now, let's say you only got one lead in the month. What is left over from your budget, it'll roll over to the next month. So now that means that the following month, you're only going to be charged the $39 for the lead that you received the month before because it rolled over. Does that make sense so far?
I'm not sure. Okay, so let's say, for instance, you say the minimum budget is, you know, you said it was, what, $507?
Yes, correct.
Okay. All right. But let's say I only get one lead, you know,
right,
in that month. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So the $39 is applied from the 507. So the remainder of that 507 rolls over to the next month, correct?
Right. And then all you pay
is the 39 to get back
to get it back up to the 507 budget. Correct. Because we always want you to have that 507 in your budget every month. Right?
Right. Okay.
Okay. Now, if you were going on vacation, right, or let's say you landed a job and it's going to keep you pretty busy for about a week. So you don't want to really take on any leads because you're like literally bombarded that week.
Right.
You could either go in your app and pause the leads, or you can call us and say, hey, I need you guys to pause them. Okay?
Okay.
They get paused. Now, we don't remove the pause until you call back to say, go ahead and remove the pause. Now, by removing, adding the pause, right, you had only gotten two leads, and then you paused it. Well, when you call back to have it unpaused, it's going to pick up where it left off. Make sense?
Okay. Oh, yes, so far.
Okay.
So far, I think I'm following you.
Okay, good.
I mean,
good.
A lot of what you're explaining is very similar to the way Angie works.
It's similar.
Similar in the sense of,
a lead. There's a budget. It's deducted.
Exactly.
Right.
Right.
But the really big difference is this, Lewis, that it's a direct call. Okay? And if someone was calling you about a service you don't even offer, that's an unqualified lead. And it'll get credited back. And I say that because with Angie's, even though you're getting that lead, right? I mean, two other guys are getting the same lead too. And when you call it, you might run across someone saying, oh, well, you know, I need you to come in and I need a quote for like a service you don't even offer, right? And you're like, I don't offer that service. Okay. Then that's unqualified, right? But Angie's will still charge you for it. You know what I mean? So
yes,
that's where the difference is. Okay. Now, pardon me. Now for the HVAC, it's going to be a little different. Okay. So for the HVAC services, now the minimum monthly budget, okay, it is a little bit higher. You're looking at $728. And your lead cost, okay, would be $56. Same process. Call comes in for HVAC, deducts the $56 from the $728.
And you're still talking about 13 leads a month.
Correct. But this is how it would work, okay? You get approved for both categories. Now, once you're approved, they're going to call you, hey, Lewis, you've been approved. Are you ready to activate your leads in 3 days? Okay. You might say, yeah, we'll turn them on in 3 days. Now you can decide whether you want both the HVAC leads and the electrical leads turned on. If you choose for both of them to be turned on, you're not going to pay $728 and the $507. What you're going to pay is a higher monthly budget, $728. Now, when a lead comes in from the electrical, because it's going to give you up to 13 leads, remember. A lead comes in for the electrical, deducts 39. If it's an HVAC lead, it'll deduct 56. So you could possibly end up with 5 electrical leads and 2 HVAC, right? But what's left over in that budget, remember, it rolls over to the next month. So then you just replenish back to get it back up to the 728 if you're keeping both of those category leads on, okay? Now, if you said, okay, yeah, I'm approved, but listen, right now I only want to turn on the electrician leads, okay, then you'll pay the 507 to activate it, but you won't get any of the HVAC leads, okay, because they're not turned on.
I understand.
Okay. So I hope that kind of clarifies how that process works, right?
It does. I like that flexibility.
Okay, perfect. Now, you can target wherever your license and insurance covers you in the state of Louisiana if you wanted to cover the whole state or you want to cover by city or you want to cover, you know, by zip code, right? You could be very targeted to that, okay? How urgent should I say is it for you to really get some calls going?
I mean, as far as the urgency and all like that, it's not extremely urgent.
Okay.
Obviously, you know, if we do decide that, you know, go ahead with the program, you know, they want to, you know, try to get it going until before we really get in our busy season, which that is typically, you know, we're really starting to ramp up in April and May, you know.
Okay.
You know, especially let's say with our as it goes up, business is going to increase. We will need, probably won't need as many leads.
Right.
It's a little less seasonal, however, you know, because we do have, you know, generators is also, a part of our business, you know, and here in the South, you know, our generators.
Very popular. That's your lifeline.
Right. But it's also, a summer, you know, a spring and summer market. You know, as opposed where, you know, in the northern states and all like that, it's more of a winter market, you know, because it all basically comes down to, you know, comfort and safety. And here we're dealing with storm threats and you know, and heat and up north in the winter, you know, they're dealing with, you know, cold and, you know, and blizzards. So, you know, so it's also seasonal, but it just kind of reverses itself depending on, you know, where we're located. So, you know, our generators, that's also a spring and summer market.
Yeah. And that's what I love about this program, too, and especially, you know, another way that we can assist you, too, and I think it would be important to include this as well, okay, Lewis, is that listing that you have on Google right now,
right?
We need to get you more reviews on there. We need to optimize that listing so it is visible when people are looking up, whether it's for the generators or electrical or the HVAC, right? I think that's really important to have that listing optimized. So as part of this program, if we optimize that page, right, get that on the front page as well, because, you know, a lot of people go to that local map to find a company that on a service that they need. Also with, you know, branding you like on Bing, which is another platform that people utilize, is what I call the sister company to Google, getting you visible on the voice searches that people use to find an electrician or HVAC or generator, you know, company to help, covering people that use their mobile platforms, right? That use,
right.
You know.
I'm familiar with Bing. I've used them in the past as well.
Absolutely. Now, you don't even go, like, on a personal Facebook page, right? Like, you don't use Facebook at all, correct?
I'm not active on Facebook.
Okay.
I mean, I have a Facebook account, but, you know, I'm not active on it.
Okay.
However, you know, it is, you know, my goal to, at some point, to have a social media presence, you know, from a commercial standpoint, you know, my customer demographic is aging. All right. You know, so I mean, a good portion of my customers, I think more than 50%, you know, are not in that market, but at the same time, they are aging. You know, and, you know, to better improve my presence with, you know, with the younger demographic and all like that. I understand the importance of social media, although I don't fully understand it. You know,
right,
but
right.
That's wherever, you know, I mean, I do, you know, browse through Facebook and all like that, mainly through Marketplace, you know. And I see, you know, ads out there for, you know, mostly generator ads. I don't see a lot of, you know, people out there advertising, you know, as far as, you know, their electrical business or HVAC business and all like that, you know, but we do see some generator ads run through there.
Okay.
You know, but
yeah, because what I was thinking, okay, is also in the meantime, while you would be going through the approval process, right? for this for this Google Guaranteed program, we would also do what's part of, I call this the ideal package, right? So the other part of this ideal package, what it is, it's a flat $249 a month, okay? But this $249 a month is going to include us doing the programming, the maintenance of that Google Business Profile, helping you get more reviews on there, updating your pictures, getting you found for all your keywords with that profile. Also, content creation on Bing, submitting you to Yelp, Apple Maps. We will assist you with the creation of your business Facebook page. So in other words, we will walk you through step by step how you create your business Facebook page. And what we do, Lewis, we call it Facebook ads. Okay. So a Facebook ad, how that works is when someone goes on Google, right? And they're looking up your services and then now they're on their Facebook page. Okay. They're just looking at pictures or stories. All of a sudden, your Facebook ad for your business is going to pop up on their page. We call it retargeting. Okay. Now that Facebook ad is almost reminding them, hey, you were looking for this service. Here's a company that offers it. They click on that ad. They're calling you directly. Still direct calls. I will tell you, Lewis, a lot of our customers have seen some really great results. And the difference with the $249 is that you can cherry pick those jobs, right? Because you're not being charged for every call that you get. So with our system, our tracking and reporting system, you will be able to identify which of those calls, okay, are coming from the Google leads and which calls are coming from your local map and also from your Facebook ads. So there's a way for you to identify. Okay.
Okay.
So basically the way that this ideal package would work, okay, you would pay, and I'm giving you an example. You would pay the $249 today and the $250 application fee. Okay? We are not charging you for any leads because we're getting you through that approval process. Okay? For the Google Verify, right? Now, once you're approved for the Google Verified, then we'll call you, or the Google Guaranteed, should I say, excuse me, we'll call you when to activate your leads, okay? But in the meantime, every 27th of the month, you would have that automatic $249 charge because that is what's covering the maintenance, the management of your Google Business Profile on the first page in the local map, the directories, the voice searches, mobile platform, and the Facebook advertising. That's what that $249 is covering, okay? You would have a team that is dedicated to your account, assisting you with everything. We do require minimal from you because we know you need to focus on your jobs, right? But there are some things that we will require from you. So we always say keep that open communication, right? We are with you every step of the way. Not only would you have a team dedicated to your account, but with this package, you would, in fact, the ideal package, because you would have basically like two programs combined into one, you would also have what we call an account manager, okay? It's basically giving you that white glove service. You know what I mean? Someone who's updating you. Someone who's like your direct point of contact.
Point of contact.
So that's what we call the account manager.
Someone we can call direct if we have a question or if we have an issue.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Correct. Absolutely. Yeah, especially with this ideal package, we want an extra set of eyes on it. And someone who gives you that white glove treatment, you know, that's good, right, to have that.
Right.
So, but yeah, I mean, what do you, you know, what do you think about it?
Well, I mean, you know, you explained it very clearly, you know, and like I said, I like the concept. I mean, there's a lot of similarities, you know, between, you know, what y'all do and what Angie does in process.
Right.
You know, but, you know, I can see the value of it. Now, questions that I would have. All right.
Yeah.
Let's say, for instance, on the Google page. All right.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I mean, you know, you mentioned tracking numbers. All right.
Yes.
So the, all right. So on that, let's say, for instance, you know, someone, you know, clicks on that, you know, or makes the call. What number is listed on that ad? Is it going to be my number or is it going to be your number?
That's a great question. It's actually going to be a local tracking number that is linked to your phone. Okay. Let
but
me ask you this, Lewis. Oh, no. Go ahead. What was your question? It's not going to what?
It's not going to be our official business number. In other words, would I listed
yeah. number. It wouldn't be your official business number, and I'll tell you why. Because there would be no way for Google to track where the call's coming from, right? Or is that a qualified lead or not? So it would be a local tracking number. In fact, because we want to make sure that it's a local number, right, in your area. But I don't know if you've ever noticed, like, if you get a lot of spam calls at times. Has that happened to you recently? Like getting a lot of spam calls?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yours was one of them.
Was it coming up spam, really? It shouldn't be. It should come up local splash. I need to let our IT department know.
Yeah, it does not. I mean, you know, I get a lot of calls that are, you know, within our area code.
Okay.
You know, now we're kind of, you know, we're not, you know, a big urban metropolitan area. So our area code.
Right.
985, you know, encompasses about half of the state.
Yeah.
Right. But it comes up as a local area code, you know. But I see a lot of the same familiar numbers, like in this, like your number came up from an area that is probably 100 miles away from us.
Okay. And I'll tell you why. You know what's interesting? And I always like to share this because sometimes people are like, they get a little bit leery, and I would too, right?
I'm one of them.
Yeah, no, I hear you. So what we have, what the kind of system that we use, it's called voice over internet, okay? So we are a California-based company, Lewis. In fact, right now, I do want to text you my contact information because I want you to have it while we're on the phone as well. It's going to have our 877 number. But basically, the voice over internet, because you can imagine how many businesses we talk to throughout the United States, Monday through Friday, okay? To keep our costs down and to be able to offer our potential prospects, okay, reasonable rates without breaking their bank, right, is why we use the voice over internet. If I'm calling in Dallas, Texas, it's going to pull a local number from the area that I'm calling in, okay? I'm actually in Southern California. I'm literally like 20 minutes away from Disneyland, okay? So if I'm calling like in San Francisco, you what? I'm sorry?
Yeah, I said, that's cool. I said, we like Disney.
Let me tell you, my grandkids love it when they hear the fireworks because I live 5 minutes away. They love the fireworks show. It sounds like a war zone. It's every night. No, except for when it rains. So, but yeah, so with the voice over internet, it'll pull like as if a local number, right? if you were to call the number, like, I'll be honest, I can't even tell you what number is showing up on your caller ID, but if you call that number, you would reach our customer service, okay? And then you would just tell them, hey, I need you to transfer me to Nadine, or I need you to go ahead and, you know, give me her extension, 623, okay? But that's why you see that local number. Does that kind of clarify a little bit of that? A lot of companies use those type of programs.
I mean, I do understand it and all, you know, and I, and are you why, but like you said, a lot of the calls, you know, and, you know, we'll just call them what they are, or spam.
Yeah.
And, you know, I understand why, you know, they get more, you know, the customers or potential customers more likely to answer a number that is a local number.
Mm-hmm. Right. And some of them are just being sneaky, outright. Let's call it what it is, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, you know. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, you may be the exception, but a lot of times it's, you know, it's robocalls, you know, or someone that's, you know, just, you know, trying to, you know, sell you a service or sell you a product or something like that, that you're not interested. It's cold call, you know.
Yeah.
And
no, I get it.
You know, we don't do that in our business, and I don't, you know, I don't appreciate it from others. Like I said, y'all may be the exception. So far, I like what you said, you know, but most of the time it's irrelevant. The call is irrelevant.
I even get them. Do you know that I'm constantly getting people calling me from a local number on my cell phone, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I have to be careful because my husband's on dialysis, and sometimes they might be calling from, you know, his nephrologist, or because we're actually in the process of getting him through the steps of getting on the transplant list. So if they're calling, I have to answer, and I'm like, okay, I got a number calling me. I don't recognize it. And sometimes, I mean, when I'm working, I can't answer my phone unless it's a 911 emergency for my husband, right? But needless to say, I've gone back, and I'm like, okay, well, that's a local number where I'm at. And I listen to the voicemail, and I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Oh, we want to give you a business loan and yada, yada. And I'm like, no, delete, block the number, because it's like, that's a total spam call, you know? But
right.
The reason that I say about the tracking number and asking you about the spam calls is because when you have a tracking number, I'm not going to tell you that it's going to completely stop the spam calls. However, through the tracking and report, the tracking number, it does lessen them, but there's also a tool for you to just, you can go in and block it and mark it as spam.
Okay, that's helpful.
Okay, so which is really helpful for you, you know, especially if you're being bombarded with those.
All right. Now, the other question would be, is, I mean, you know, because like I said, I'm familiar with the use of tracking numbers for marketing purposes, you know, so we, you know, you can determine where your leads are coming, where your calls are coming from.
Yes.
All right, mm-hmm. So how do we identify? Mm-hmm. You know, say I get a call. A lot of times, you know, I'm a small business. I'm in the field. You know, my business falls straight to myself. All right.
Uh-huh.
So how do I know when that call is coming in, whether it's a Google lead or you know, something like that? How do I identify that? Because we track where our calls come from. You know, whether it's an internet lead or whether it's a marketing lead from whatever marketing, like that, we're not doing a whole lot right now, but still, we want to know where that lead came from. All right.
That's a great question. Absolutely. So there's two ways that you can do that. You're going to have a call tracking and reporting system. We call it your client dashboard, okay, where you can log in and actually see all the calls that you've received. Now, the ones that are an actual lead will say verified lead, or it'll say unqualified lead, or it will say under review. That means that that lead is under review by Google and by us to make sure that that was a qualified lead. Now, the ones that don't say, like, qualified lead or unqualified lead on it or the under review, those are the ones that are coming from your Google Business Profile, your Facebook ads. Okay? Make sense? So you will be able to identify that. I'm double-checking because I'm not quite sure. I believe when you, let me see if someone will answer me on this. When you go to when you pick up the lead call, right? I believe you'll hear it say incoming Google guaranteed lead. I believe. Let me see. Because I think if they still have that feature, that would be super helpful for you, right? Because you're already knowing, okay, that's a lead.
Yeah, exactly. You know, especially, like I said, if I'm in the field or something like that, sometimes, you know, I'll be, you know, I'll just have to let these calls go to voicemail like that. But if it's, unless I am, you know, face-to-face with a customer or something like that, if I know a call coming in is a potential lead or potential job or something like that, I will try to take it. In the practice of most of our regular customers are in my contact. Right. So I know when they call. But if
right.
I see a number, a lot of times I will let it, you know, go to voicemail, you know, and get screened, you know, unless I'm in a position, you know, to take that call.
Right. And I will tell you this, like, even if they leave you a message, I still encourage you to go into your client dashboard, okay, because any calls that are even missed or if they didn't even leave you a voicemail is going to show on that tracking and reporting system. So I do still encourage you to go in and retrieve the numbers or the calls. We'll even, I know that we also send you notifications like, hey, you have a new lead, right? Because we don't want you missing anything at all.
And that also, you know, would be helpful. You know, just like say, going into that dashboard, that would be something. You know, after that would, you know, probably happen, you know, once a day or twice a day, you know,
yeah.
If I'm hearing it or, you know, somewhere where I've got time to go and check messages and stuff like that, which I do frequently. But,
And I know that you're also the type of business owner that, listen, you're going to return calls that you missed, right? But if it helps you to look through the client dashboard and see, okay, this one left me a message and you can kind of see what the message was, then you know, like, okay, that, yeah, I got to call that one because it's, you know, either way, I know that you're the type of business owner when you miss a call because you're in the middle of a job, you can't always just drop what you're doing to grab the call. You always call your people back, right? Because it's opportunities for more work. So with the tracking and reporting system, not only can you track them there, but there's also an app that they would help you with downloading on your phone. Do you have an iPhone or an Android?
I'm Apple all the way.
All right. My kind of guy. So am I. We're an Apple family. That's what I always say.
I wouldn't know how to operate it.
You know what? I'll tell you this. My sister-in-law, they were Androids. Their kids actually wanted iPhones. And eventually, I told my sister-in-law, why don't you just come to the other side? You know, it's way better with iPhone. There's so much more that you can do with your iPhone. And so we convinced her. So now they're part of the iPhone family. Only because her husband convinced us, my brother-in-law, to be a Ford family now. So we're we're kind of Chevy and Ford, but converting all to Ford. But with the iPhone, in the app, you can actually download it on your phone. So you can track your calls from there as well. So we try to simplify it for you as much as possible. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So did you have any other questions? I mean, do you feel that this could be beneficial for you, Lewis?
Oh, I definitely see, you know, that it could be beneficial, you know.
Okay.
And, you know, and like I said, we're always looking for, you know, ways to, you know, augment, you know, our business. You know, like
yeah.
we started this year, like I said, up for the last 2 years, it's mostly been, you know, working out referrals, stuff like that. So the marketing budget there was basically non-existent. But, you know, after a while, you start losing customers through attrition, you know, like I said, you know, we have, you know, our, you know, we mostly an older, clientele and all like that. So, you know, you have people, you know, that pass away or, move or,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. And, you know, so we try to, you know, pick up, you know, the younger people that kind of, you know,
right.
To pick that up. That's one of the reasons why, you know, we were looking at the social media angle as well.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. So this kind of gives you the, you know, both of the best types of programs that would be combined into one for you. So I did get confirmation on that. You pick up your call, right? When you hear it say incoming lead, Google verified lead, okay, you're going to hear a prompt like that. That's going to help you identify that the call that you're going to answer right now is a lead coming from the Google guaranteed Google verified program. Okay. So you will hear that. So if your phone rings and you pick it up, right, it's going to say incoming lead or Google guaranteed lead. It'll say something like that. So it helps you identify that that's a lead actually coming from the profile that's at the very top, okay, of the Google pay-per-lead program. So I'm glad that they still have that feature because I know Google made, you know, they make changes, right? So I was like, I wonder if they still have that feature because I know that they did recently, but they said, yeah, he confirmed with me that they still have it.
Yeah, well, that would definitely be helpful, you know, that way.
Yeah, that'd be good. So, did you have any other questions for me? Anything concerning?
Not, you know, I can think of my, you know, like I said, my main questions, you know, were, you know, about those incoming calls, you know, and, you know, what numbers were listed, things like that. I understand why, but I was trying to confirm that that was, mm-hmm. you know, actually, actually the case because, you know, like I said, we do want to be able to track our leads, you know, to know
Absolutely.
What's working for
and, yeah.
you know,
yeah.
Because if the phone is just ringing and you don't know where it's coming from and all like that, you don't know where to put your dollars.
Yeah. And you don't want us to say, well, yeah, that call came from our program, but we have no way of tracking it. Neither do you. So it's like,
right.
Okay. Well, where did it come from? You know, sometimes you don't always remember, you know, I know when I used to run my catering business years ago before my husband got sick, and it was a side hustle, right? But I would always ask, oh, how'd you hear about us? Or where did you find my number? You know what I mean? I didn't always ask that because sometimes I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I'd have, you know, someone who used my services. Oh, hey, Nadine, I referred my cousin to you. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. Was that so-and-so? And I'm thinking, oh my gosh, because if you give me a referral, I always like to give them like, you know, a little extra, you know, type of whether it's a credit or, you know, back then I was doing a lot of Mexican food or a free agua fresca something, you know, but, you know, I didn't always remember to ask, like, how'd you hear about this? So if I had a tracking number, then it would be easier for me, right, to know where that was actually coming from. But then I had my public number out there. So, of course, what would happen? I would get spam calls. People, you know, just ask me, you know, oh, here's a business loan. And I think that's why I probably still get the darn calls now, because they think that I still have my business. You know? So, but yeah.
I know one of the issues is, say, for instance, like, you know, with the tracking numbers. Because let's say, for instance, first-time customer calls us, you know, through that tracking number, right?
Uh-huh.
Well, you know, to them, that's the only number that they have, you know. And it's a matter of, let's say, if we convert that lead into a job or a customer. Well, I don't want that customer calling back through that number.
Right. So then what I would recommend, and I would always encourage, okay, is tell them, here is my direct number. Moving forward, this is the number that you call. Okay?
Right.
Just so that way there's like no mix up. You know what I mean? Especially if it's someone that hired you, you completed the job, you would then want them to have your actual phone number. And I would just tell them, hey, do me a favor. I want you to go ahead and put my, I'm going to give you my direct line. You're going to put this number in your contacts. Okay? So you have my phone number handy on you. That's what I would always encourage. I encourage that with anybody.
Yeah, well, and we already do that, but right now we're not using any services that has a tracking number.
Yeah.
And,
correct.
You know, and especially that has the potential of double charging because the customer just doesn't know how.
Exactly. So that's why you want to make sure that, you know, hey, let me give you my direct number. Okay, so moving forward, I need you to call this number, right? And people are pretty cool about it because everyone's well aware that majority of the numbers out there are tracking numbers. And, you know, people do get charged with certain programs if their current client is calling that number. You know what I mean? So, yeah. I know of clients all the time that will say, hey, when you text this number. So, you know, we encourage it. We understand.
But, I mean, I think, you know, so far you've answered all of the questions that I have. Now, you know, I'll probably, whenever we get off the phone, I'll have a half a dozen others, but they'll come to me.
Yeah. Yeah. That's okay.
Yeah.
Louis, so, do you spell your name? Is it Lewis, or how do you spell it?
No, it's Louis.
Okay. That's what I thought. I'm like, nope, it's got to be with the O-U-I-S. Okay. Let me just correct it on my notes. What is the best email address for you, Louis?
Well, okay, I'll give you my direct email, and it's my first initial, last name. So it's L, V as in Victor, A-L-U-R-E. At chargerelectric.com.
Is that pronounced velour?
Correct, it is.
Is that French?
It's actually Italian.
Is it? I knew it had to be one of those. My great uncle, we were just talking about this just the other night with some friends of ours. My great uncle, my grandfather's brother, when he was serving, I believe it was in the Army, he was stationed out in Louisiana, and he met his wife out there, my Aunt Louise, and she was actually, I won't even say what tribe she was from because I would probably be lying because I don't remember, but I'll never forget my mom saying the story. She had red hair, and it was kind of shelter shock for her when she came to Los Angeles. But she actually, her grandmother, I guess, was princess. Her father was a chief or something, but my aunt made the best food, really good Southern food. really good. My mom says I always miss her cooking, you know, but, sweetest lady ever. But yeah, she was native, but also I believe she had French as well. So.
Yeah, that's the, you know, was customary here. What would you call the Creoles? But,
yes.
You know, there's several, indigenous tribes, you know, in the state.
Yeah.
You know, some of them local to here, some of them, just depends on what part of the state, you know, she was from.
Yeah. I grew up with this one family. The parents were Creole. They were from Louisiana and the dad was super strict. Like, I mean, we would go to, our catechism classes, preparing like for a confirmation and stuff. And man, he had to get home like right after class. His dad did not mess around. Mr. Singleton. He was a very nice man, but he was very strict. Even as they got older, he was very, they were pretty scared of their dad, put it that way. The mom was the sweetest thing. I mean, she would let them get away with whatever, but when dad was home, whole different cha-cha. You know? So, I'm actually preparing right now an email for you because I do want to send you everything in writing because I know that that was something important for you to also be able to take a look at. So let me do this. And it just gives like a whole complete breakdown. Now, you said that they're revamping your website, right? It's under construction?
Correct.
Okay. When do you anticipate the website being done?
I hope to have it done this month. You know, it's a lot of the work I'm doing myself, although I have, you know, the service that hosts my email and my domains and such that, is also hosting that website.
Oh, okay.
You know, but it's kind of a do-it-yourself, you know, thing. You know, so a lot of AI involved, so you don't, but I tell you, it's just a matter of me getting in there, putting in the time to get it up and running.
Okay. Well, very good. Did you have any, like, additional questions for me? Anything that you need more clarity on?
Not at the moment. Like I said, you know, more likely, you know, I'll think of something, but you've answered my questions.
Good. So let me do this, Lewis. Let me just make sure that this goes straight to your inbox. When would be, I guess I would say, a good time to follow up with you next week just to kind of, you know, get your feedback to see if, you know, this is something that you would be interested in moving forward with or, you know, if you had any additional questions then?
Really, anytime next week. I know you say you're out in California, so there's a time difference.
2 hours behind you.
Mm-hmm. Right. You know, so, you know, we can schedule a call for, you know, maybe the later part of next week.
Okay. All right. So on a scale of 1 to 10, okay, 10 means you're super excited. 1 means not so much, right? What is your interest level?
I'd probably put my interest level probably about a 5 or a 6. You know,
okay.
So, you know, I'm very cautious, you know, when I'm approaching something like this.
Okay. What would we need to do to get you from a 6 to a 10?
Like some results.
Okay. 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 So what about, could we set a callback, say, let me see here, because let me look at my calendar. I know that, as I mentioned, my husband's going through this he's in the second phase of getting back on the transplant list, and I know next week, because I'm his caregiver, they do like this interview, right?
Right.
And so I have to actually go to this meeting, and first thing they told him is, Anthony, if your caregiver cannot attend, it will be canceled. If you don't have a caregiver, you're automatically disqualified. I'm like, wow. Because they want to make sure that you have a support group, right? So actually, perfect. It looks like I'm open on Thursday, so I'm good. Okay. What time on Thursday works for you?
Probably, well, like I said, because of the time difference and all like that. Because I'm usually in the office in the morning, but, you know,
okay.
I understand what the time is. It'll probably,
I can call you
a late morning.
Well, what you tell me what time works for you, and then I'll work around that. That's not a problem.
All right. Say 11 o'clock on Thursday.
Okay. Okay, perfect. I'm going to put you on my calendar. Lewis, I'll give you a clock. I'll give you a call at 11 on Thursday, okay? Now, the email should already be in your inbox. It's coming from Nadine Medina at Local Splash, okay? And it'll say ideal package at the top. Now, also, if you don't see it right away in your inbox, do me a favor. Oh, you see it? Okay, perfect. Because sometimes if you've never gotten a correspondence from me, it goes to, like, the spam, or it'll go even to the junk mail. Okay, so you got it. Perfect. Okay. Awesome. All right. Well, Lewis, thank you so much for, you know, taking the time to speak with me. I really, really appreciate it. And, well, I look forward to speaking with you on Thursday and, you know, hopefully having you here as a client of ours. You know, we'll see, right?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, you have yourself a very blessed weekend.
All right. And same to you.
Thank you. Take care, Lewis. Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.